Trying to find that spring fever. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
You know, anytime in the next week, 10 days, opportunity starts to present itself, we'll definitely be looking at trying to get planters rolling, fertilizer trucks running.
Farmers across Tennessee are much like everyone else, just waiting on Mother Nature to get us out of a winter that has seemed to just go on and on and on. Bob Walker is a row crop farmer in Fayette County.
You know, it has been a long winter. We hadn't seen this type of sustained cold temperatures, you know, in this part of the world for a while. But, yeah, you know, as spring starts to turn around, we're starting to look at what we're going to be doing for the year and trying to, you know, won't be long, we'll be getting in the fields here with it.
Bob Walker says they will not be planting as much corn this year as they did last year, but despite the wet and cool weather, they are excited about spring's arrival and the opportunity to plant again.
It's a great time of year for us, and we always enjoy it. You know, sometimes on the late nights and such that we get into, maybe the next day we don't enjoy it quite as much as we get older, but you know, yeah, it's a wonderful time of year for us, and we look forward to it.
In Obion County, where the most corn is raised in the state, pretty much the same conditions there, but still farmers like Holden McConnell are excited about leaving winter behind and getting into the field.
We've been sitting around, you know, well, we got cattle, so we've been fooling with cattle all winter, but we're definitely ready to get in the field. Got it about all worked out and synchronized, what's going to go where, what varieties go in which field. Yep, a lot of planning goes into it. Got a lot to do, so we're ready to start getting some of it done.
While spring officially arrives this week, farmers are also cautious not to plant too quickly, as many remember the Easter freeze from 2007 that damaged a lot of crops and caused a lot of corn to be replanted. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.